little kid or drunk adult. Let's introduce you to Bethany calling us from Bardstown. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Hey there. Bethany's got black hair, drives a Chevy Cruze, is an early childhood educator, has been married for 4 years, also claims that she can't remember what she ate yesterday, but can recite the entire 1998 movie The Parent Trap starring Lindsay Lohan.
That's a talent.
That is a talent.
Yeah.
I am telling you.
That's a party trick that I hope that you whip out often at gatherings.
It's a long party trick. About 2 hours worth.
I was going to say, do you guys have an hour and 35 minutes?
The performance is about to begin.
Absolutely.
When did you realize you had this talent?
Oh, gosh. Luckily, ADHD, thank you for that. I can't remember anything of actual importance, but... any childhood favorite, I can do it with Bring It On as well.
Really?
Wow.
How many times have you seen
stupid information?
Okay, is it one time and you know it, or have you watched it over and over again?
No, that was a constant. I mean, I was a cheerleader all growing up. So of course, yeah. Anyone that's cheerleader can do that, but...
Yeah.
You are fascinating, Bethany. We should hang out after this.
Anytime.
We'll meet up later.
All right, cool. It's Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Okay, so you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or making bad decisions as a drunk adult?
All right, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
I told my stepmom she wouldn't be around long because my dad was a big guy.
What?
A big chest guy.
Oh.
So.
Oh, God.
Bold. Bold statement, my friend. Wow.
I'm really hoping that's a little kid, because little kids have no filters.
Oh,
so
yeah. No, they're awesome.
Well, drunk people have no filter, too.
True. But I'm going to go with you on the little kid thing.
All right. So,
yeah.
Bethany, you say little kid. Kelly,
honesty.
You say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Little kid who told his stepmom you ain't going to be around long.
I'd remember the time overhearing my dad was married to my mom. He's telling some friend that he was a guy, and the bigger the better. Well, my stepmom is definitely lacking in that area.
Oh, my gosh. This is so awkward.
She was trying to tell me what to do one night, so instead of the "you're not my mom" line, I told her, "you have small and dad likes him big." I got in so much trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
His dad sounds like a real chap.
Right. His dad sounds like a gem, too.
Oh, absolute nightmare.
All right. That's where we're starting.
I could just picture her face, what that must have looked like when that came out of his mouth.
Wait, hang on. Are they still married?
For what, being honest? They divorced about a year later. I tried to tell her.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
He predicted it. Probably was a part of it.
All right. You guys are one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I passed out on the toilet while going numero dos.
Oh.
The best time to do it, in fact.
Oh, man. That could go either way.
It really could.
50-50 shot, drunk adult. Sounds like a fun story.
Okay.
All right.
I'll stick with you on that.
Both of you saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe I'm admitting this. I was a little kid.
Oh, little kid!
Oh, precious.
Oh, my goodness. What happened? Bless your heart, sweetie. What happened?
I was newly potty trained, and my cousin was babysitting us. And I went to the bathroom without telling her. It was right around nap time, and I guess I just fell asleep. I woke up to her screaming my name, trying to find me. And while I fell asleep, apparently the process continued, and there was a huge mess everywhere for her to clean up.
Oh,
oh my gosh, I'm weaving.
Oh, no.
Now, Bethany, I feel like I know you. I will admit that, you know, Kelly and I wake up really early in the morning, and why are you looking
at
me?
You don't have to admit anything, sir. I'm trying to step in the way of you.
I'm too far down the rabbit hole with Bethany now. And like I said, friends, there's...
I'm here for it, guys.
I'm not looking.
I have been woken up by my... second alarm, my auxiliary alarm on my phone.
Your cat puking?
No.
Oh, I thought that was your secondary alarm.
While I was sitting on the toilet. So after I had gotten up initially, got started to get ready, sat down on the toilet,
and
just
lost some time.
And then, yeah, got woken up by that.
That's great.
I mean, Bethany, I feel like that's something everybody does, right?
I mean, you've fallen asleep at stoplights. On the toilet, what's different?
Yeah, but, right?
Yeah, true.
This is true.
True.
I have fallen asleep at stoplights, too.
And in carpool, lots of places.
Yes, carpool. All right, anyway, sorry. Last one. Little kid, drunk and dolly. Here we go.
I hit a golf ball through my neighbor's window and shattered it.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
All right. That could be anything, I guess.
It really could.
Yeah.
Okay, I know as a kid, I didn't have the coordination to hit a golf ball. And again, drunk, probably don't either. Let's go with, I'm going to go with drunk adult. Right. I don't know. All Let's right. just go with that.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
I'm putting my money on a little kid on this one.
Okay, Kelly's saying.
And then maybe like they lied about it to this day. Nobody knows who did it.
All right, so it's coming out on our show, you're saying.
That's my theory.
All right, so Kelly's saying little kid. Bethany, you're going drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Bethany, you got it.
Me and some friends had a few too many, and we're hitting golf balls back in the backyard into some nets. I grabbed the wrong club, smacked the out of it, and it went right through the net, over the fence, mad crash, and then bam, screaming neighbor. Apparently, it not only shattered their window, but it took a bounce off the TV. And broke it as well.
Oh,
whoa.
Took out the TV, too?
That
oh, he
is
let the
impressive.
Big
dog decision.
That is impressive.
That is a Happy Gilmore moment right there.
Right. All right. Well, hey, Bethany, congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay.
The best part is none of that stuff happened to you.
I mean, I can share some stories, but that's for another time.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Another time.
Well, you can be a part of this game on the other side of it. If you want to go ahead and send us a little voice note. Like, give us a little headline and reveal the answer or finish the story. Email us at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.